This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. This Sunday marks the start of the Lunar New Year, and shops in Chinatown are bursting at the seams with special decorations for the Year of the Tiger. The Lunar New Year is the most important celebration in many Asian cultures, with families gathering to feast on foods that are considered to be auspicious. Because these foods are tied to a particular moment in time, we think they fall under the category of last chance foods. And we have Danielle Chang here to talk about them. Danielle, along with her husband, is launching the Asian food website Lucky Rice next week. She's also organizing a citywide Asian food festival this April. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Amy.
So what would be a traditional meal you would serve for Chinese New Year?
I think a traditional meal varies from family to family, but there are certain dishes that are symbolic for the Lunar New Year, and most Chinese people have them on their dinner tables. Everybody always has fish. I mean, fish in Chinese is called yu, which means abundance.
Oh.
So, you know, when you're serving fish, you're really offering abundant good fortune and good health and goodwill. And you usually eat the fish whole, so with the head, everything intact. And you never finish the entire fish because that would mean that there would be no surplus for the rest of the year.
You want a surplus of abundance.
You do, you do. And sometimes people just display the fish and they don't even eat it until the following day.
Oh, really?
Because there's a big emphasis on having wholeness represented at the dinner table. So, for instance, when you're serving a chicken or duck, you always have the head and the feet attached as well.
I'm intrigued by this idea of just displaying a whole fish or a whole chicken or a whole broccoli without partaking of it, to just have it sit out whole on display. That's really interesting to me.
Well, there's definitely a lot of feasting going on over the Lunar New Year.
Right, nobody's going to go hungry.
No, no one's going hungry. And most people do eat everything that's served. But also, you know, the Chinese are such a superstitious people, and you know, there's so much symbolism tied to the meaning of the food that's served over the Lunar New Year, and so we just want to keep the emphasis on the wholeness. And so to sort of dip into a fish that represents wholeness would be somewhat inauspicious in certain families. Not in mine, though. I mean, we definitely devour everything that's served on the table.
Anything about the number of foods that you serve? I'm thinking of the Christmas Eve celebration mm-hmm. that the Italians have with seven fishes.
Well, generally, I think great care is given to serve an even number of dishes to bestow double happiness. And the more, the merrier. I mean, it's kind of ironic, but this is a holiday when the Chinese really go out of their way to show their prosperity and also to be extremely gracious to the friends and family that they've invited to partake in the celebration. So there's always more food than anybody could possibly eat.
One of my favorite things to eat in Chinatown is dumplings. Mm-hmm. Do they have a special role on Chinese
Absolutely.
New Year?
Absolutely. Dumplings are probably the most popular Lunar New Year food. The reason we all eat dumplings is because they look like golden ingots, which used to be the Chinese currency. So, you know, dumplings represent good fortune and wealth and prosperity. Some chefs even put gold coins in the dumplings, surprise gold coins. So,
yeah,
you know, you never know, right, when you'll bite into gold currency. And then some chefs also put lumps of sugar in the dumplings to ensure extra sweetness for the coming year.
So you're launching Lucky Rice.
Yes.
Is it an auspicious day that you've chosen to start this new venture?
Well, we've chosen to launch the venture over the Lunar New Year. And
so that in itself is lucky.
That in itself is lucky. The actual festivities don't actually take place until the spring. We're launching with a 4-day Asian food festival that takes place from April 29th to May 2nd.
So what's new about Lucky Rice's approach to Asian cuisine?
We're really celebrating just the prevalence of Asian culture seen through the lens of food. What we always say around the office is, if you are what you eat, then we're all part Asian.
Well, thanks for coming in, Danielle, and talking to us about foods to eat during the Chinese New Year. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
To get a dumpling recipe, learn more about Danielle Chang's new venture, Lucky Rice, or to send in your own recipe, go to WNYC.org and click on the culture page. This is WNYC.